Yeah, so Priya, we were talking about it before, but maybe I can stick it in there somewhere. Just analyzing this thing with, if we look at here at Sweden, I'm just staying with Sweden for a while. We have been discussing, some of us here, older devotees who were around since the beginning, more or less. How Sweden may have suffered from, I mean the Swedish Vaishnava community, from lack of Swedish leadership. Because mostly through the history of ISKCON Sweden, the top leadership has been, you know, non-Swedes. In fact, Sweden, ISKCON Sweden, has been ruled by foreigners and still is to a large extent. And those of us who were around, who has been for many years, we know, who have been for many years, we know perfectly. I mean, Americans, Germans, and so on. Now, am I some kind of racist here, or what? Or nationalist? No. My concern, and I mean, there are other devotees agreeing with me, is that it's very different, difficult for an American, for instance, to understand Swedes and Sweden. We Swedes would know that. Or a German, even a Norwegian. And those who, now I sound critical here, but I'm really just stating the fact. That those who ruled often had even a kind of condescending, looking down upon attitude towards Swedes and other Scandinavians too. I heard it being spoken many times because I was in the leadership meetings, joking about the Swedes and the Finns and the Norwegians too. So well, I already spoke about that, but then we have, if we should look at the dynamics, the actual, what was going on, what happened back then, I saw them. The Americans coming in, starting in the late 70s after Prabhupada left. Here's another one, an American guy, who recognized him by the loud voice, and he generally has a wife with him, or is a brahmachari, whatever. But you notice him. And you know, we know how Americans are. When they are planted here, they don't see the leadership structure that they're used to, with the, you know, upwards mobility and the hierarchic structure and the big power guy on top. Because Swedes, they have a more flat, as we call it, corporate culture, for instance. But then sometimes we noticed, and I guess this should be more part of a kind of little humoristic showing how this can develop. That you, you know, you have the guy over there in the Hare Krishna movement, and New York or LA or Chicago, whatever, you know, some big temples and lots of big tough devotees. And you either, for some reason, got in trouble there, got in popular with the leaders or the devotees in general for whatever reason, just or not. So you decide to start anew in a new place. Maybe not even a new state is enough. And we know it was, at least in those days, easy to accidentally get ostracized or put down into the lower quality devotee level where it was hard to get up from. Or, and this way you can start anew and be who you want to be. Not you know what, new fresh people. So, and the other one is the one that was ambitious for a leadership position. Get out there and lead the world. And the leadership positions in the US, they were already occupied. So here, look, they need a leader. It's gonna be me. And what happens is that the Swedish devotees, when somebody comes in like that, they follow because they're used to following. Doesn't mean they like that. Doesn't mean they don't talk about you behind your back. But they are not used to and not interested in, you know, this power struggle that Americans seem to be so used to. So they go, oh, you know, let him be, you know, I don't want to waste my time and energy with power struggles. Maybe it's Krishna's arrangement. And of course, this one being a religious group, encouraging humility and non-criticism and all that, had fostered that mood anyway, to comply and be humble and not criticize, especially not the leaders. So devotees do what people, most people do in such a situation. They adapt and they accept, because you were also, of course, supposed to expect it to accept and not doubt, right? And to do that, which is anyway necessary part of being a devotee in the first place, you become what the anti-cult movements back then, I guess, would call brainwashed. So,